Hello and welcome to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. This is Eileen Smith, and in today's episode, we'll talk about how you can become an online authority in your niche without ever writing a single blog post. Yes, I know. It's unheard of, isn't it? I mean, I bet you're wondering, how can I become an authority without writing a blog? Or without even having a website or a podcast or even a YouTube channel? Well, my friends, I'm going to let you in on the secret sauce, and it's called Scoop It. That's SCOOP.IT. Now, let me tell you a little about what Scoop It is. Scoop It's a free publishing by curation platform. It's a service making curation simple, and it's a new form of expression on the web. Thus, you can easily create your online magazine. We want everyone to be a publisher and be heard everywhere. And let me tell you, Scoop It is one awesome content curation platform. Now, let me start off with my experience with Scoop It. And I first found out about Scoop It when I saw a tweet from one of my online buddies. Her name is Anise Smith, and she just so happens to be from Philly, too. So Anise is pretty cool. She's an online marketer, and I saw this tweet from her. When I clicked on the tweet, I got taken over to this gorgeous page, and it had the spotlight on the image, and it popped out at me, and I was able to read a snippet of the blog post that she scooped, and I was so amazed. I thought, oh my gosh, what's this? And after I finished reading it, it slid back in place right on her magazine, and it was a magazine. I know Anise likes QR codes, so I'm going to assume that QR codes was one of the things that I saw her tweet on. And I know she has a Scoop It board on that. And then I looked at the magazine, and there was all kinds of articles, you know, from the top news blogs and from other bloggers giving their opinions, fancy things you could do with QR codes, or just anything you can imagine about QR codes. But I was more amazed with the whole concept of, what was this magazine I was looking at? And as it turns out, it was Scoop It. I quickly went over and talked to my friend, Francisco, also known as Tedesco online. And I introduced him to it. And we found out that Scoop It was just an awesome way to curate content. Now, a lot of times people get a little confused about content curation. So let me just explain to you a little bit about what I think it is. Content curation is when you find articles. It's almost like what you do on Twitter. When you're sharing a post from somebody that you know is really well-versed in a topic, you've read the post and you thought it was really dynamite maybe, but you're only allowed to share 140 characters. With Scoop It, you're able to grab an image from that post, and you can also add a few lines. Maybe you want to include the first paragraph or two, and then you can even add your own take, what you thought about the article. And then that becomes a snippet, sort of like Pinterest, but only you get more content, actual text. So it puts that focus on the image the way Pinterest does, but it also adds the text there as well. And what happens is people become the curators of what's considered as good content. And it's a fantastic way. It humanizes that whole experience. So what you do, this is the best way to deal with Scoop It. I'm going to tell you little advantages a little later on, but right now I'm going to tell you the best way to handle it. You pick 3, 4, or five topics that you're either well-versed in or that you want to be well-versed in, and you start a Scoop It board on your topic. For example, let me tell you the topics that I have. My topics are basic blog tips, blogging contests, podcasts, STEM advocate, which STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, and YouTube tips and tutorials. Now, I'm going to go to my YouTube tips and tutorials because this is probably my most popular Scoop It page. Right now, this page has 6.9 thousand views. So I give you an example of how it works. I follow quite a few YouTube tutorial websites. For example, VidySEO or Real SEO. And, you know, 2-3 times a week, they're posting articles about how to succeed on YouTube. So I would go to Scoop It. Actually, they have a little bookmarklet you can use, or you can use a Chrome extension. And I would grab that article and send it to my YouTube tips and tutorials, Scoop It magazine. Now, here's the real beauty. I'm going to send it to Scoop It, but at the same time, I have the option. I'm going to tell you how many other places I can send this to. Hang on. I have the option to send my scoop to my Facebook profile, my Twitter profile, my Facebook page, a LinkedIn group, my Tumblr blog, and that's not all. If I wanted to, I could hook up a WordPress blog, and that's WordPress.com or regular WordPress or a Blogger blog. But recently, Scoop It just got so much better because they integrated with Buffer. And I'm one of the lucky ones using Buffer because I've built up extra space in my Buffer. So I can also buffer to Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Now, once you've published something on your Scoop It magazine page, there's a couple of other options because we don't want to leave anything out. And those sharing options include Google Plus, Pinterest, and StumbleUpon. Now, did I leave anything out? I think everything is covered there. The only thing that you may be concerned about is Dig or Delicious. And believe me, I wouldn't worry about either one of those. You don't even need Delicious anymore after you start using Scoop It. You're going to get much more visibility. You're going to be able to share in so many different ways and have exposure to a much wider audience. I'm all for Scoop It, and I'm just going to tell you a little bit more about how it works. In addition to the articles that you find on the web from maybe when you're hanging out on Twitter or Facebook, you also have the ability to scour the web. And I do mean scour the web, because Scoop It will actually serve up content for you and suggest it for you to curate on your board. And you go into managing your sources and the advanced options. You can put RSS feeds, Twitter users, Twitter lists, custom Twitter searches, SlideShare searches, Google News searches, blog searches, video, Facebook searches. You can search just about the entire web without ever typing anything in. All you have to do is set it up here and Scoop It. Then once a day or once a week or however often you have time, you just go in there, go to your topic, and it will bring up all the suggestions from all those places that you've entered. You don't have to do all of them, but like I said, you can include Google searches, Twitter searches, and so forth. Use your hashtags to narrow down your searches. And this is how you build your authority, because there also is a community within Scoop It. So people can follow each other's boards. They can suggest content to one another. And because they can tweet from your board, certain people are getting known just for curating the best content on the web. One example that comes to mind immediately is a guy called Gerrit Bees, and it's G-E-R-R-I-T-B-E-S. and I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly, but he has a couple of boards, and I don't really know if he has a blog or not. I've never seen his blog, if he has one. I just know he's got boards on the latest social media news, Promote For You, and he also is a Dutch-speaking individual, so he has a magazine, the Dutch version, articles that he finds, and it's Promote For You in Dutch. And he just has so many, especially on this latest social media news. He has 37,000 views on his magazine. So do you think he's seen as an authority in the topic of social media news? He's an authority in my eyes. And honestly, I was not following him. I had no idea who he was. He scooped a couple of things from my board. And when I saw that, I got interested in, I came over and checked out his profile. And when I saw he had a magazine on latest social media news, of course I got interested. Of course I scoured through his board and his magazine and found some articles that I could then re-scoop onto my boards. And it is just a powerful tool. I want you guys to go and check out Scoop It, because I have a board on podcasting. That might be the first place you want to start. Another thing about your magazine, if you have an article that you want to make sure people see on your board, you can kind of make it like a sticky post. You highlight it and it becomes the very first item in your magazine. But I have all kinds of articles about podcasting, Facebook chats on podcasting, how to install and configure plugins for WordPress on podcasting, microphone reviews, how to set up Libsyn. I'm just scrolling down now. Audacity, podcast on the fly with SoundCloud, podcasters roundtable hangout on air that some of the top podcasters hang out with, Daniel J. Lewis, Ray Ortega, Dave Jackson, and Cliff Ravenscrafts, a podcast answer man, also the podcast awards, Todd Cochran. You know, he did a video summing up all of the information that was gathered as they were voting on the podcasting award. I mean, Stitcher, all the latest news. I mean, wow. If I wasn't already interested in podcasting after I saw this board, I would be. Okay, this board is awesome. And I have a friend online. Her name is Myanna, and she runs a blog called Blog Aid. She's podcasting as well. When she saw my board on podcasting, it just blew her away. She was on here looking at the Pat Flynn videos, and she said this is exactly what she needed to ramp her podcasting up. So this is how you can become an online authority in your niche without ever writing a single blog post. Just make sure that the original, well, honestly, you don't even have to make sure that the original content provider is acknowledged, because Scoop It does that for you. You know, when you scoop something onto your magazine, it already includes the link back to the original source of the scoop. So that way you don't have to worry about anybody saying, oh, you're taking my content. You know, you don't want to scoop the whole entire post. You just want to take a snippet from the beginning of the post. Now, in the case where you're doing a video, maybe you will take the whole video description. Now, because it's coming from YouTube anyway. So the person should be happy because you're getting them more views on their YouTube videos. Okay, so I want you to give me some feedback. Do you know you can go over to my blog, basicblogtips.com/contact, and over on the right-hand side, you'll see the SpeakPipe widget. Leave me some audio feedback. What you think of this podcast? What you think about Scoop It? What you think about me, the blogosphere, the state of the world? I don't care. I just want to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast today, and I will talk to you soon. Peace. Yeah,